2 of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett.
I found Mary finally at the general store, and I stayed with her while she bought some things, and we headed back for the farm. Just like a woman, she was curious about the fellow I'd stopped to talk with, wondered why I hadn't introduced her. I had a real hard time stalling her off, but I managed to. With Dan, it was different. Dan? Are you in there, Dan?
Yeah, come on in, Britt. Been cleaning my guns.
Oh, forget it, Dan. There are better ways.
Yeah? You got one figured?
No. No, not yet. I saw Lawson in town a while ago, Dan.
Oh? You talked to him any?
Yes, I talked to him. I reckon you better stay close to Mary and the boy.
Why? What do you mean? What do you mean, Britt? Did he say anything?
No, not exactly. He saw Mary in town.
Why, that dirty...
No, I didn't let him talk to her, Dan. She wondered about it, though. She'll probably ask you later.
That settles it, then. I hadn't even thought of that side of it. Britt, I'm going after him.
You wouldn't have a chance, Dan.
You're selling me kind of short, ain't you?
No, I don't mean it that way. Lawson wouldn't draw even if you called him. That's not what he's after, don't you see? You'd have to kill him in cold blood, and I don't think you could do that, Dan.
No. No, I couldn't. Not even Lawson. What are we going to do, Britt?
Waited and watched. The day passed, no sign of Lawson, nothing happened. But instead of feeling easier, we just got more keyed up. Mary didn't seem to catch on anything was wrong. And then supper was over and the night started to come on, and we just sat around talking while Mary got the baby off to sleep, singing to him and rocking him. The katydid start chirping close. Way off toward the hills, the coyotes took up and answered them. Inside was sort of quiet and gentle.
I think he's finally drifted off.
Yeah. He looks sound asleep.
Just look at him lying there, completely helpless. And so lovable, you could just eat him.
Well, I suppose he'll get himself some hair and teeth someday. Maybe look a little more human then.
Fine way to talk about your own son.
That's when I heard it. Sound outside. A horse stamped just one or two times. Like somebody was holding too tight a rein on him. Scar and Dan's stock were all in the corral over next to the barn. This was right up close to the house. I didn't let on to Mary or Dan.
What's the matter, Britt? You getting restless?
Hmm? No. It's too many years on the trail, I guess. I think maybe I'll amble outside. I get a little fresh air.
Well, watch out for the coyotes, Britt. They're growing big around here. Dangerous, too.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye on it. Coming out of the light that way, as blind as a bat. I stopped on the porch. I waited a minute so I could get used to the dark. I stood there listening to the sounds coming out of the night. The katydids. The coyotes. Then I heard it again. I moved around the corner of the house. It was all quiet. No sign of anybody. I drew fast and fired at the fire. Then I could hear a horse getting away.
Rich, you all right?
Yeah, Dan. I lost him. He got away.
What in the name of heaven were you trying to do?
Are you all right, Mary?
Small thanks to you if I am. That first shot didn't miss me or the baby by more than 6 inches.
Well, I'm... sorry, Mary. There was a coyote out there, and I didn't realize...
Didn't realize? You fool! You might have killed us both, and you didn't realize...
Stop it, Mary. Britt was...
No. No, she's right, Dan. It's my fault. I just didn't think, that's all.
Britt, I think you've worn a gun so long it's beginning to affect your mind.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Look, I think maybe I'll ride into town for a while, if nobody minds. I'm awful sorry, Mary. I'll see you later,
I ought to go with him, Mary.
Why? After a fool trick like that, he ought to be alone. Nobody should be around him. It isn't safe to be.
Oh, you don't understand, Mary. You just don't... that. Well, let's go back in the house.
Yeah.
What?
Let's all go back in.
Dad.
Lawson. Why, you...
Easy, Mailer. You see how it is. Gun ain't pointed at you. One crazy move and your wife will get it. All right. Let's all go inside. Go on, move. Well, a nice place. Yes, sir. Real nice place. Got a storeroom over there? Mayor?
Yes.
All right. Get inside, both of you. I said get inside.
Come on, Mary.
Ah. I'd have to hold you. Huh?
Start on it. Catch up to him. After a while, I stopped. Close car. Whoa, boy. Hold up here. Oh. I could hear him up front. I could hear him. I've heard a lot of horses on the trail. Enough of them to know that this one had an empty saddle on him. I read Lawson hadn't left that farm at all. Anywhere around here. Dan? Where's that? Dan? What? Oh, the storeroom. Oh. All right, just a second. Wait till I get this. I'll try to get this door open.
Rip! Where is he?
Nobody here, Dan.
The baby!
What?
Where's the baby?
I don't know. Dan!
Lawson was here, waited for you to leave and locked us up. He kept coming over to the storeroom door, telling us what he was going to do.
He said he'd burn the house, all kinds of things.
He couldn't have got away. He was here just a minute ago.
And he has the baby.
Rich.
Wait a minute. He's got to come over here to the barn to get the horse. Huh? Grab your gun. Come on, Dan.
Stay here, Mary. Don't come out of the house.
He's got the baby. This won't be easy.
I know. I can't figure why he waited. He had all of us. I can't figure it.
Yes, he's waited 3 years. He just wanted to enjoy it, that's all. All right, come on. We better separate. No use making it easy for him.
Right, Britt.
Hold it. Right where you are.
The moon came out from behind the cloud. I could see him now standing right in the barn door, right in the open, like he wasn't afraid of anything. And then I saw why he wasn't afraid. He was holding a gun in his hand, not pointing it at us, though. It was aimed at a little bundle squirming in the hay behind him.
I reckon you can see how things stand. One movement's all over for the kid. All right, Mailer. Drop your gun.
I'm the one you're after, Lawson. All right, you got me. How about leaving Mary and the baby out of it? I killed your brother. They didn't.
Hey, you'd miss him, though, wouldn't you? I guess you'd miss him real bad.
Why, you...
Hey. Careful, mate.
Dan just stood there. Helpless. Hands up in the air. Moon was out full now. I knew I could get a clear sight on Lawson, but I didn't dare to draw and fire. He'd still have time to jerk that trigger. The gun muzzle was about 3 inches from the baby's head.
All right, Ponset. Move on over next to Mather. I want you both where I can see you. Go on, move.
I walked over and stood beside Dan.
4 years, Mather. 4 years I've been dreaming about this. Now, it's even better than I thought. I didn't know you'd have a family. I didn't know I'd get the six-shooter along with you.
It's our fight, Lawson. Why don't you leave the rest of them out of it?
I had a brother once. 4-for-1 makes a pretty fair payoff.
I kept watching his gun. It was the only chance. If it swerved for 1 second, I'd make a play, but it didn't swerve. And the time was running out. And then I caught something from the corner of my eye, just the bare flicker of it. It was over at the side of the house. It was Mary. I made my draw.
Lawson! Here!
Why, you...
You dropped him, Britt.
I'll make sure, Dan. I know, we've got to make sure.
Oh.
Is that
sure enough for you?
Yeah.
Dan, the baby. Is he all right?
Yeah, he's all right, Mary.
Oh, thank heaven.
Mary, if anybody had told me that you could do what you just did, I...
Here now.
I don't
know. Come to Mother. You mean after the way I've always felt about guns? And after you tried to keep all this from me?
Well, I...
Dan told me all about it when we were locked in the storeroom. Oh, there now, darling. It's all right now. Britt, I saw what was happening out here, and I remember the rifle, and... Well, after all, I mean, there was nothing else to do. All right now, darling. All right.
About 3 days later, I said goodbye. But I knew I'd be come back that way someday. Dan and Mary aren't just the kind of friends a man forgets. Dan is a tough cowpoke from the range country, all settled down and liking it. And that Mary, she was gentle and sweet, and firing at a killer to save her baby's life. And that baby, you know, naming him Britt the way they'd done, you know, that gives you kind of a funny feeling, having a baby named after you. Kind of a good feeling. I figured I'd probably be telling the boys all about that when I got to Wyoming.
The truce in Korea doesn't mean we should stop writing letters to our men and women in service. Mail from home is just as important now as it ever was. In some respects, it's even more important. The action, the strain, the anxieties of war can keep a soldier's mind occupied. But when the letdown comes, the time to relax, that's when morale needs a shot in the arm. Your soldier knows the shooting is over. He's done his big job, and now he wants to get home. But unfortunately, there's still a lot to keep him for a while. So don't let him down. Help keep up his morale. Write that letter today. The Six Shooter is an NBC Radio Network production in association with Review Productions. It is based on a character created by Frank Birch. And today's transcribed story was written by Les Crutchfield. Mr. Stewart may currently be seen in the Universal International picture Thunder Bay. Others in the cast were Shirley Mitchell, Leon Ledoux, Paul Richards, and Barney Phillips. Special music for this program was by Basil Adlam, and the entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents were fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Hal Gibney speaking. Enjoy thrilling historical adventure in Stroke of Fate tonight on the NBC Radio Network.